So this morning, I wanted to get back to the real, to the basic, to the beginning of the practice that we do, to how we start. And as you all know, it all starts first as a physical practice, right? As a body practice. Meditation is a physical practice, right? We are actually teaching, especially in the early stage, we're teaching our body to be still, something that it's not really meant to do because we're not going to sleep or to rest. We want to be alert, but we want to be still. So we're teaching our body to be still. We're teaching our body to be less reactive, right? If there's a scratch or discomfort, an itch, or if it is cold or warm, we stay with it a little bit. We don't react immediately. We move purposefully. We take our time and we choose when we respond. So we teach our body to be less reactive. So we teach our body stillness. We teach our body to be less reactive. And we also learn in the practice of mindfulness and meditation to be able to sense, right, more what's going on in our body. You know, we spend a lot of time in these classes together, just checking in what's going on in body sensation, right? So we begin to be more and more able to discern, to become more aware. Of course, the first thing we notice are tensions or ways we hold ourselves that are not helpful, that are creating discomfort. So we learn to readjust this way that we do sit. And so this would be like muscle tension, the way we arrange our bones on that chair. So we learn to do that a little better, so it feels more poised, more centered. We learn to place our head so that it doesn't feel so much strain in the neck. And we also learn to begin to sense our emotional tone. We begin to notice, oh, this is anger. Anger feels like this. It has a signature. I can feel it now. I know what that is. Maybe it's heat in the chest or in the throat. Oh, this is anxiety. Anxiety feels like this. Or fear. Fear feels like this. Or joy or love, right? Care feels like this. So we train ourselves to be more aware, right? To be more sensitive to what's happening in the body, and that informs us what's happening in our lives. And through all of that, we learn over and over what we kind of know in our mind because we've heard it so many times, and we learn it as an intimate knowledge. We learn and remember that the body and the mind are connected, that they're one entity. They work together. Right? When we look at other people, we can tell from the way they walk, the way they talk or move or hold their body. We can tell very often how they are feeling or what they're thinking about, whether they are happy or sad or worried or friendly. We can tell just by the way they move or by the way they hold themselves. And of course, the way the face is moving. So we see that in other people. But obviously, we are someone else for another person. So it's true of us as well. And we begin to notice that. We begin to notice that what's going in our mind is impacting the way we move, the way we hold ourselves, right? Tension, we're going to bring our shoulders up. Or tiredness, depression, we're going to feel that heaviness. So we understand that the mind is impacting how our body is feeling and holding itself. But we also begin to see that the opposite is true as well, right? That the way we hold our body, the way we move, is actually impacting upstairs, is impacting how mind is working, how we are feeling sometimes. And that's kind of something that's still harder to believe or to take in, but it is just as true as the mind influence how the body appears, likewise how we hold and how we move our body influence how we think certainly how we appear to others. So that that's what this whole practice of sitting is about, in a way. It's not just that, obviously, we know that. We have to work with our mind, we have to work with our emotions. But a big part, especially at the beginning, is working with this body, body posture and body sensations, and become familiar and intimate with them so that we can kind of begin to know ourselves better, know our reactivity better, and know all our life patterns really better. And so that's a big part of what the formal practice is when we sit in meditation. And that's why I tend to put a lot of emphasis on the way we hold our head and the way we hold our body, probably more than most teachers do. Because I feel that a poised, centered body is going to help and going to be conducive to a poised, centered mind. At least that is true for me. So I always try to kind of remind people of that. And of course, we can do remind ourselves of this so-called mind-body connection at any time during the day, right? And I'm sure you do that, right? In this informal practice, this minute of mindfulness, I often can simply start with checking in. Okay, what's going on right now? How's my breath? Is it just shallow in the chest? How are my shoulders? How am I holding myself? And by taking a moment to readjust, to settle, recenter, we can move into that moment of mindfulness, of awareness. So meditation is a physical practice. Again, not just a physical practice, of course, but it is a physical practice too, whether it's formal or in the moment-to-moment practice, informal practice we may do during the day.